psychic readings. Woo! Just kidding. On this episode, I am demystifying the ancient practice of going to see an oracle or a seer.
I am but a part of this. All I am is all I give. Everything that comes to me comes as sure as I will breathe.
Do you crave clarity and insight? Do you sense that your intuition is trying to tell you important things, but you have a hard time trusting it? Do you want access to your own internal wisdom and to understand how it operates so that you can guide your life in ways that are meaningful and satisfying? Well then, welcome. I'm glad you are here. I'm your host, Aimée Cartier. I've been a professional psychic since around 2007. I'm the author of the book Getting Answers, Using Your Intuition to Discover Your Best Life. I've been teaching others to understand and use their own intuitive and empathic abilities for more than a decade. Join me each week for true stories and tools that will inspire you to take seriously your own inner knowing, that internal sense that you have uniquely tailored to you and designed to not only set you on the roads that are best for you, but also help you avoid the ones that are treacherous. It's time for you to own your intuition. Hi, welcome. Did you know that you can download the first part of my book, Getting Answers, Using Your Intuition to Discover Your Best Life, for free? So if you're curious about it, but you want to wade in before you commit, get thee to my website, aimeecartier.com, and download it. I've also got a free download about how to tell the difference between your intuition and the voice of your fear. Again, aimeecartier.com, friends. Okay, so the word psychic and or the idea of a psychic reading can, in some, incite all kinds of fear. Just the word psychic. I was on the verge of starting my psychic reading practice when my mom, who in my adult life has become very religious, sent me an email about how psychics were evil. Around that time, I had mentioned to my mother that I was taking a course called True Balance from a psychic who I now consider one of my mentors, Sonia Choquette. She is the same woman who gave me the metaphorical kick in the pants I needed to get on my road. And I talk about this in episode 2, if you're interested in that story. The class I was taking wasn't even on psychic ability. It was on chakras. The tagline for her book of the same name is A Common Sense Approach to Renewing Your Spirit. I promise you, there was zero scary things about it. In any case, when I mentioned that I was taking this course by a psychic to my mom, she followed up later with an email detailing how, in her opinion and her new vigorous religion, psychics were evil. What my mom didn't know at the time, but I did, was that I was about to start my own practice doing readings. So, as you can imagine, when I got that email, I was scratching my head with thoughts of, what the heck do I do with this? That's being very diplomatic. I'll be honest, it also made me mad. If you are just joining us, this is Aimée Cartier, and you are listening to the Own Your Intuition show. I am a professional psychic, and today we are talking about demystifying psychic readings. I'm getting there by way of a story or two, like I always do. So, cut to a different moment in time around that same time period of the email from my mom. Right around the time I started doing readings professionally in 2007, I was at a local coffee shop on the island where I live when I saw a poster hanging on the window indicating that later that day, a man named Ainsley MacLeod was having a book release party. He too is a psychic. In a flash of knowing that feels shinier to describe than to feel, I knew I needed to go. It wasn't a spectacular sign hanging from the sky, "Go to Ainsley's event," with firecrackers and a big band of music behind it. It felt more like a knowing that I would be there, that I belonged there in some way, even though I hardly knew Ainsley at the time. Even though my status as a psychic was still more of a secret, I knew that's what I was. For years, my friends had come to me asking me things or just talking about their lives, and I would see things unfold in my mind, the trajectory of their lives or vibes that would continue to play out. But I hadn't put up a shingle with the word psychic and my name under it. I knew I was headed that way. I had been getting the nudge internally and externally. One of my mentors, Sonia, had already asked me, "Why aren't you doing readings?" But I simply hadn't done anything about it. You know, it's no small thing to put that word next to your name, to announce to all, "Hey everyone, I am a psychic. Want to know something about your life? Come on over. I'll take a look into it for you." But that day, going to Ainsley's event felt important somehow, like supporting a colleague, even if I was the only one there that yet knew we were similar in this way. The event was close to my house. I'm pretty sure I walked there. But for some reason, I left my wallet at home. I didn't bring a thing, actually, just myself. I knew I could get the book anytime, and I didn't want to walk home carrying it that night, so I left the house without my purse. So later, when I found out there was a raffle to win a reading from Ainsley, I was totally bummed. That sounded fun. When the man asked me if I wanted to enter the raffle, I told him I didn't have any cash on me. Then, the most astounding thing happened. This man, I did not know, handed me a $5 bill to enter the raffle. Of course, I was like, "Oh my gosh, are you sure? I live just down the road. I might be able to make it home." He was like, "Don't worry about it. Enter the raffle. I'm here all the time. If you want to pay me back, you can drop it off here for me sometime," which I clearly did later. Guess who won the raffle on a $5 bill that a stranger loaned her? You got it. Yours truly. So when I got there that day to meet Ainsley for our reading, as I sat down on his couch, I was like, "I'm here to talk about my mom." You already know why. Ainsley said several things to me that day that were helpful, including an explanation based on soul ages, which is something that Ainsley does, determine your soul age, that helped me understand my mother. It has also come in handy many times since. Obviously, I didn't let my mother's beliefs stop me from being who I am and being out loud about it, as you can tell. I could see pretty clearly, especially after my reading with Ainsley, that this is something she might never understand, and that's okay. I have been doing psychic readings ever since. And years later, I also teach others how to understand their own intuitive senses, i.e. psychic senses, which I feel are your soul's compass, not evil at all. Nonetheless, it's a good story because the word psychic activates people, even my own mother. And as you can tell from my story about winning a reading with Ainsley, psychic readings can be very useful. So let's get down to it. This idea and the process. of psychic readings. Over the years, I have heard many times from my clients that they feel nervous or scared before they start. These are really just from my first time clients, because after that, they know. I can tell you that the feeling soon dissipates, even during the reading, and I can tell you why, and I will in a moment. But this is something that people experience from time to time. So I thought it might be useful to do a series on demystifying the psychic reading experience. Today is the first of those episodes, the one where you get to hear from me about what it is like, what you can expect, how it works for me. And then in the next couple episodes, you will get to hear from some of my longtime clients. You'll get to hear from them about what it is like from their perspective and why do they keep coming back to me year after year. This is Aimée Cartier, and you are listening to the Own Your Intuition show, where we are about to talk about what it is like to get a psychic reading from me. Why do people come to me? Why do they jump on my website and get on my calendar? Most frequently, they are at a crossroads. They have some choice to make, but they may feel confused, or they need clarity, insight, or direction. As you'll hear my longtime client David Harshita Wagner say in an upcoming episode, I call you when I can't see over the fence, when I feel like I'm missing something or something is not adding up. For one reason or another, they, my client, is not certain which way is best or what to do in a situation. And they don't just want any old way. They want to know the way, the decision, the trajectory that is in the highest good for them and others. They want to know which decision is going to amplify or bring them the most joy and satisfaction to their souls and lives. And for one reason or another, they just can't tell at the moment. Like when I won that reading with Ainsley all those years ago, I was like, what in the heck do I do with this email? I am about to launch my psychic reading practice and my mom sends me an email saying psychics are evil? What the? Ainsley shed some light. He showed me the scope. He showed me the setup that allowed me to understand the scene and scenes that followed. He gifted me the big picture that helped me understand the momentary nuance. That is also what I do. Okay, so while we are on the subject of others, something to know about readings with me is that I do not look into other people's business if they are not on the phone with me, because they have not asked me to do so. So I won't go prying into another's personal feelings. There are very few exceptions to this, and frankly, the only one I can think of is parents and their growing children, the ones that they are still responsible for raising. In most cases, when a client, let's say you, ask me about a situation regarding another person, I focus and look for your action point. Is there something that you can do? What do you need to know that serves the highest good for you and all right now? Sometimes info does come through about where the other person is at and something important you need to understand about that. But I don't specifically look for it. It's subtle, but it makes a difference to me. I look at it from the point of view of what does the highest good need you to know right now about this situation or person? Not, let me look and see, what are they feeling, thinking? Get it? Okay, so that leads me easily to the reason that people don't actually feel scared when they are on the phone with me or afterward. The reason that it's actually giggle-worthy to me, in some sense, that a person might feel this way beforehand is that I start every reading by asking that whatever be revealed be in my client's highest good to know. I actually say those words out loud at the start of every reading. It's part of, and the meditation I do prior to my first client of the day, how I tune my radar. Just like you, just like I teach you how in my Getting Answers book, or if you are a student of mine, I am not interested in just any information about the situation. As a messenger for my client, I am only interested in receiving information if it is in their highest and best interest to know right now. Because I set my radar to only receive information that is in my client's highest good to know, I trust whatever comes through serves the highest. And I can tell you overwhelmingly, like I literally cannot think of an exception in the many years, 16 about, that I have been doing readings, people feel uplifted, better, more at ease after they have a reading with me. I often jot down things that people say to me at the end of a reading. I usually just do it on like whatever piece of paper. Not every time, but when people say things that strike me or that are interesting to me, I just literally pick up a pen and jot it down. So I have a folder of these notes, and here are some of the quotes I have written in there. I feel like a dark cloud lifted after I spoke with you. My heart just feels lighter. I am so grateful. You have given me so much comfort and ease, and you made the situation feel so much less of a defeating cluster F. You have such a unique way of turning everyday woes and discouragements into blissful enactments of spirit. You always set me straight by telling me exactly like it is and sharing different techniques and practices that I can use to help myself move through these less than lovely moments. Thank you. I have been floundering to have a clear goal in mind and clarity around that. I can't even tell you how helpful this reading was to me. Thank you again for our session this weekend. Both times I have talked with you, I felt more deeply connected to the goodness of life, and it's had a profound shift on me. Thank you. Those are just some from my collection of over the years. And in the next couple episodes, you will get to hear from real live people who have had many readings with me over the years. Not just a pile of random pieces of paper on which I have jotted their words throughout time. This is Aimé Cartier, and you are listening to the Own Your Intuition Show. And today we are demystifying the psychic reading experience. So I told you, I start by making clear that I am only open to guidance that serves my client's highest good. I also usually say something like, I get a lot of information from my guides. My peeps talk to your peeps. So this is your chance to get information from the benevolent beings that are helping to guide you. So you want to ask whatever you need to know. I say that exactly. You know, I have been doing this so long. I have the same things that I say each time. I also usually warn my clients that if I need to interrupt them to get them information, I will do so. At the beginning of the reading, I always ask my clients to give me their subjects in bullet points so that I know the range of topics that we are intending to cover in this time period. So they'll be like career, relationship, housing, or whatever. Once I have the scope, we dig in into the details. Topic by topic, although sometimes they all meld together and one answers another. In any case, my clients choose the length of time, I do 30, 45 minute or hour long readings. And I find that 99% of the time, whatever length of time they had in mind, whatever their instincts told them, is perfect. Once in a while, a client will ask me what length of time they should choose, to which I always reply, you know what you need to ask. Go with your instincts on timing. So I said I would tell you about my favorite kind of readings. My favorite kind of readings are the ones that confirm. When my client says, okay, yes, that's what I thought. That's what I was feeling. Or that's where I'm already heading. I love those because to me, it means that you are already getting the messages. There's nothing more brilliant than that. I get it that it's often very useful to have another person confirm out loud these things that you know inside. Ainsley's reading did that for me on several fronts all those many years ago. I remember saying, thank you for saying that out loud. That is so helpful to me. You know, I teach through this podcast, books, and my programs that you've got it all inside. So when a client says to me, okay, this confirms something for me, I am like, party horn, whoop, whoop. See, you knew. I usually don't actually do all those sounds, but I do point it out. Excellent. You're getting the messages. You see how you already knew. Because I think that's important. You guys know that because of all the stuff I do already. Okay. Ainsley said several things to me that day that have still been useful, even years later. And I hear that from my clients as well, the ones who stay in touch. In fact, you'll hear some of those stories in upcoming episodes. Sometimes the very brave ask me what it is like for me to do the readings. I am reminded of a conversation I had many years ago with my friend Martha and my friend Abby's dad. We were sitting down to dinner. He found out what I do. And with a beautifully curious mind, especially for someone who I think was already in his 80s, he asked me, so how does it work? What is it like? How do you get information? So I'm going to answer his questions now. Thank you, Yale. In case you are wondering, I've said I set my radar. When a person is asking me questions or talking to me, the information comes through in all kinds of different ways. Sometimes I see things in my mind that help me describe something to my client. Sometimes it's specific to the questions that they are asking. Like, for example, they may be asking about location and I see a beach or something that makes me understand what the best location looks and feels like. It honestly can be anything, any image. Often, I will see images that are metaphors for what is happening, like a river or something that shows me the energy of the situation. A recent one that comes to mind was a twig floating down the river. I could see that my client was already headed in this direction. She was the twig in this case. But I could also tell that some of the occurrences of her life that we were speaking of, in my mind, they appeared like brush piles on the side of the river. These events, occurrences had also made the road, the journey faster for her. Like it had sped up or shaped the trajectory in really important ways and were still influencing her. These are just some examples. One of my favorites was a reading I did where the person was getting ahead of themselves in terms of what they were trying to figure out. My guides showed me her as a singer in a nightclub. Her question was about singing in a stadium. She wasn't really a singer, you guys. This was just a metaphor. But they were telling her, you can't plan for the stadium now. You're in the nightclub. Be in the nightclub. That experience leads to the next. I loved that metaphor, which is perhaps why it still sticks out to me. In some ways, it's universal good advice. Do the step. Be where you are. It leads you down the road. Sometimes I hear things, like specifically sometimes when a beloved departed comes through for my clients. And just as a side note, mediumship is not the main focus of my practice. So I usually recommend that people don't come to me specifically for that. But occasionally, beloved departeds do pop in. Sometimes when they do, they have very specific words. My most memorable to date was a client of mine whose deceased sister popped in and she said, "Take it by the balls." I was laughing in relaying that message because this is something I would never say to a client, and probably even a friend of mine for that matter. But my client was like, "Oh my God, that is so my sister." Or specific phrasing will come to me to explain the situation. Obviously, I trust whatever comes through. And often the specific wording turns out to be meaningful to my client for one reason or another. Or for whatever reason, that perspective or description hits home for them. Sometimes I just feel things, like the emotion of the situation or the person will just wash through me. Then I'm able to describe what is happening, the way forward, and or the antidote, or the way to arrive where they are going, which can be very different from the place they are sitting in right now, energetically or emotionally, for example. Another random thing that happens is that the guides will give me what a friend of mine years ago dubbed truth chills. So chills will literally prickle my skin. Goosebumps, we call them in Minnesota where I grew up. It's like somebody is blowing on your neck or something. This happens, these truth chills, when it is something very important for my client to know, or something that their guides have been trying to convey for a long time. It helps me underscore for my client the importance of something, an understanding, an action, whatever. It depends. Sometimes I feel it as a thank you for getting the message through from the benevolent ethereal guides that are helping or have my client's best interest in mind. All of this happens very quickly. I simply describe it as it comes as we are talking. It feels very natural to me, like breathing. There is nothing weird or scary about it. The images, words, feelings, or whatever appear, and I describe them as a direct response to what my client is asking about. Very normal, as it were. I have a hearty suspicion that my friend Ainsley McLeod would agree that it's normal. It feels normal when it is happening. And by the way, as we close up here, I wanted to mention that Ainsley still does readings. He specializes in past life readings. He's not a tell me about the possibilities on this road psychic like I am. He's a where have I been in terms of past lives and how is that relevant to me now? And since that time when I won the reading, he and I have many times met, especially pre-COVID, for what we call psychic coffee. We need to start that back up, Ainsley. In any case, I'll put a link to his website in the show notes so that you can check out his work if that calls to you. Okay, so have these examples demystified the experience a bit? Do you feel like you have a clearer picture of what it looks like? I promise you, it really doesn't feel that scary or weird when you are the recipient of a reading from me, or when you are the seer like I am. And honestly, I think it's just like everyone's intuition works, really. I mean, maybe you don't have the ability to tune in specifically like this and get a pile of messages for the person asking or see out where they are going. But intuition, your intuition, does speak to you in completely normal ways all of the time, in a multitude of ways, from feelings to images, and everything in between. Every soul has an internal compass. Some call it your psychic senses, the ones beyond the five usual: see, taste, smell, feel, hearing. Your intuition is another word for it, your wisest knowing, your inner GPS, as you heard Zen call it in episode 28. And no matter what you call it, this extra sense is not evil. It's useful, 1,000-fold. Okay, so until next time, friends, when, as I said, you'll get to hear directly from some of my clients, stay tuned. Sending big love. This is Aimé Cartier, and you have been listening to the Own Your Intuition show. So thank you for being here with me today. I know you could be anywhere. I hope it was useful. Do you feel less afraid of this easy and natural thing of one person using their particular gifts on your behalf? If you want to find out more about what I do, you can do so, as always, on my website, aimecartier.com. And please, if you liked what you heard, I'd love to hear what moved you. Send me a DM on Instagram at Aimé Cartier or an email through my website. If you could take a moment to like the Own Your Intuition show with Aimé Cartier, where you get your podcasts, and share it with your friends, whoop, whoop, I'd be so grateful. And if you are like, I want to amp up my understanding of my intuition, my psychic senses, as it were, you can check out my Intuition University private program and download your application today. All my love.
I am but a part of this. All I am is all I give. Everything that comes to me comes as sure as I will breathe.